Sanga I tumbuthagi tiongana I wiliwili ni leo nivano ya Australia enda rao ni tukuna ni ralebulebu baka CVS e OBS. Na thaba ya wakabuna na tumbuthagi ni wiliwili ongo. Na nonda itopo mbeka ni mbula, na vika itu wabulitikenda, se enda sudu kaya mai. Se wakabuna na kena tarana nonda mbula, na vika tulutulu ongo. Na itukutuku ongo ya wakarautaka, O Olga Kelpova e wali walesi. Na matini suka e waka buna na mosi. E waka berebere ataka na nonda mbula. Kamba utoka saranga edhake na isau ni kena ngaravi e Australia. Ia, e tu e sona kakana e rawa rawa ninde adhova sebulia me wakana kakana. E totola wale ngana kena waka rautaki kasean soti ni mbula mbula. E kilai ena yadha waka peritania me junk food. Na kaka na ungo, e tarana nonda mbula ibe isinga kina nonda vila kwa yaki. E rsanga atiko na ndau waka dindike, na vanua e rausema kina, na vika enda sudhu kaya mai, se genetic code, kina kena tarana nonda mbula, na vika itu wabulitikenda, se environmental impact. E tukune indona professor, maina University of Melbourne, kina Austin Health o Professor Joseph Porieto ni rasangatiko mera reitha na vika e adho e nangona e rauwaki kina na vika e tuwe kenda se enda sudhu watakaya mai e ana genetic code wata keina vika e tu ena kakana se food components.
There is evidence also from humans that much of obesity is caused by environmental factors, either in the womb or following birth, that can alter the expression of a gene. In other words, whether a gene is working or not.
Na nona rawa ni adha indua me lebu sivia, e wakatau mena vika, nda mbula dhuruma ena ngona enda selalaikina, se early childhood, se ena ngona enda setiko kina e kete itinanda. E wakantike watalitiko intu ana professor ka liuliu talenga ni tabana ni pharmacology and the University of New South Wales o professor Margaret Morris na kenra usema na mbimbi ni tinaningwane kina mbimbi ke Luvena. E tukuno kwe ni levu na tinaningwane ke ira na Luvena sudhubo saru isivia na kenra mbimbi.
We know that childhood obesity has now increased dramatically since the 1960s. Over 30% of Australian children are now either overweight or obese. During that same window, mothers have become heavier. So now more than 40% of Australian women are reaching pregnancy either overweight or obese. And that's a new phenomenon. It really didn't happen two generations ago.
Tukuna, or Associate Professor Jonathan Shaw, maina Baka IDI, Hearts and Diabetes Institute ni savisa wakalevu na rairai ni tamata ka ni sarui levu sarui mbimbi. En nona wakatindike ka sa tinikarua mayongona ambaki na kena dende etukuna Dr. Shaw ni tumbu ena 5.3 na sentimita na ramba ni talonda na leo ni wanua. Tukuna kwaya ni levu dhake na ramba ni talonda Namrama.
It's likely that that's going to continue in the next 10 or 20 years. So we're seeing people who are normal becoming slightly overweight, people who are slightly overweight becoming more overweight and obese. And so if we're seeing still increases in the waist circumference, that suggests that we're going to continue to see more diabetes resulting from this, perhaps more heart disease and many of the other complications of obesity that we know it can cause.
Ke waka e levu na leo ni wanua era bimbi sivia se overweight ena lako lako ena visa utaki na bimbi ya adhova indua ka mengai wakatokai me obese. Tukuna o Dr. Shaw ni kenda bimbi kena ramba ni tolonda e wakatokai me average measurements of weight and circumference ena tusoi kina duatale na matanifika.
On the one hand, we want to say, well, once you're above something, it will always increase your risk of diseases such as diabetes. And on the other hand, as the whole population gets bigger, if we end up labeling everybody as obese or overweight, the label comes to mean nothing.
Nindua elebu lebu sibia se obese. Ena pakarutaki na ramba ni talonda se body mass index. Ena kei pakatutu batai ningo kena kembalavo. Ena kaa en renretiko e Australia ni sarui lebu na bimatagali matatamata enda mbulatu eke. Tukuna o Jonathan Shaw ni sobe kenda eratovi mate dinanga ni sengsuiti sara.
People from different parts of the world deposit their fat in a different way. Fat that gets deposited underneath the skin is not much of a problem for the heart or for the metabolism. Fat that's deposited deep inside, around the organs, is a problem and does cause trouble. For example, people from India, if they have to store some fat, they're much more likely to store it deep inside around their organs than they are beneath their skin. Much less of extra total fat is required in those people to start causing problems like heart disease and diabetes.
Etukuna na tabanifika se statistics ena McKinsey Global Institute ni rerai ena mbaki rosangavulu tolsangavulu evoleka ni vimama na leni vanoike ersawili waka obese. Na mate ni suka endua na mate esa tumuto tolo sartiko o ira e tauira e Australia. Wakambouta o Dr. Porrieto ni sadondonu me nga rauna wakabinaka na nondambula.
We can try to avoid exposing our very young children to a lot of sugars, but at the moment it requires the cooperation of the people themselves, and many people simply are not listening for whatever reason.
Itukuna o Dr. Shaw ni sadondonu me dhakava na matinitu e sonaka me buke kenda me dhangarauna na nondambula.
If we keep the whole of our emphasis on the idea that people need to know that they need to take responsibility and need to make changes for themselves, we'll keep on failing. When we've been doing that for 20 years and it doesn't work very well, it's an important component. We need to do things at a societal level, at a population level, things related to taxation. We need to find ways of pricing foods so that healthy foods are the cheapest and the easiest, rather than unhealthy foods being the cheapest and the easiest.
Ebogambota o Professor Morris Nisa na tekevu ngaroni na kenda bimbi na leoni vanua kena nwanda mbula. E rawa ni wakaleileitaka na yangwanda na kania na kakana mbula mbula kena bako kwa yango.
At any time of your life, you can improve your health. So if you had a past where there was an unhealthy element or if your parents were obese, you can still change your health today. What you do today in terms of your diet and exercise can have a big impact, and our studies show that very clearly.
E bagaraitekitiko ena SBS TV dona lalo se documentary na dana na the obesity myth ka bagamadala tekitiko kina na beka membaleta na nonrambula eso era lebulebu sivia ke bakao ni binakata moni reiza na yale alongo rawa muni na ngwale kina SBS On Demand ka wangara The Obesity Myth karto wangarutaka na Austin Health e Australia.